And see one more time, see from the top, that I'm forgiven, oh God. Yes, Lord, we worship you, God. I'm forgiven. And I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, Lord, you are consumed. And I'm alive and well, Spirit is within me. Because you died and rose again. Yes, Lord. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, that you, my King, would die for me? Let's sing it, church. Amazing love. Amazing love, I know is true. It's my joy to honor you. I honor you. Lord, yes, Lord, we honor you, God, for all the things, oh God, that you've done for us. We thank you, Father, for all those things. We worship you. You are my King. Yes, Lord. Jesus, you are my, he's the righteous King. Let's worship you, Jesus. You are my King. Yeah. Jesus, you are my King. Amazing love, how can it be? Yes, Lord. You, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know is true. It's my joy to honor you. Amazing love, how can it be? It's Jesus. You, my King, would die for me. We sing amazing love. Amazing love, I know is true. Yes, Lord, and it's my joy to honor you. In all I do, I honor you. In all I do, sing it, church. In all I do, I honor you. In all I do, in all I do, I honor you. Father, oh God, that's the prayer of our hearts, oh Lord. And in everything that we do, oh God, Lord, that we will honor you, Lord. We will honor you, Lord God. The things that we do, Lord, sa work namin, Lord, sa family namin, oh God. Even in our daily lives, oh God, sa mga tao sa paligid namin, that we will be honor you, Lord. And thank you, Lord God, for this Sunday. Thank you, Lord, that we can have a communion Sunday, oh God, to remember, Lord God, the things, Lord, that you have done for us, the things that you did back there, oh God, on the cross, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord God, for all those sacrifice, Lord God, that you have given to us, Lord. Salamat po. We bring you back all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Sir Jason?
Yeah. Yan po. Praise God. Thank you po, Brother Richard. Yan. So, let's go to our communion. If you already have or prepare po kayo so you can prepare the elements. Now, while doing that one, let me just give you, I think it's, we always know already and you know what is about communion, but I like to still give you the background why we're doing this one. This is what Jesus commanded to us. This is what Jesus started this tradition for us, his follower to follow, to remember what he has done. Taking communion doesn't really make us Christian. It doesn't save us. It doesn't advance us about taking communion without really considering what it means, why, and why we're doing this one. So I think it's also important to know that it's not about the bread and wine, it's about the body and the blood of Jesus. And so it's not about how the ritual or the method we are practicing, but it's about listening to Jesus and doing what he says. So communion actually is not an obligation. This is a celebration, you know. So communion celebrates the gospel. Jesus was broken for us so that we can fix by we can be fixed by him. And so communion is important, because this is a command to us by God to remember that every time we taste the bread and wine, even we sit at the table in our own homes or wherever we are, this is the one who provides. He is the one who provides all we need. And so, sige po, before we, if you have already the elements, let's go. Before we do that, we will go for the prayer. Let's pray before we take the elements. Father God, Lord, we thank you so much, oh God, for all of these people, oh God, your brothers and sisters here, Lord God, in which we are going to participate the communion, oh God. So remember, Lord, what you have extraordinarily sacrificed in the cross. We pray, Lord God, for your forgiveness, Lord, for our sins, oh God. Any thoughts we have, any deeds or that is not pleasing to you, Father God, as we partake, as we remember you, what you have done, Lord, in the cross. We ask, Lord, for forgiveness and prepare our hearts and make us worthy, O God, to celebrate today communion, Lord. That's our prayer, God. And we invite, Lord, that you inhabit in our hearts now as we take the communion, as we share it. May we be bound by your love together as one family, Lord. That's our prayer. Thank you so much, Lord, we pray. Amen and amen. Yeah, and so let me read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 26. So verse 23, For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Yeah, and so let's take the bread together. Verse 25, in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat the bread, this bread, and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let's drink the cup, the blood, the juice. Yes, Lord, praise God. Thank you so much, oh God, Lord. Thank you so much, oh God, for your faithfulness, Lord, for your sacrifice, Lord, you have done in the cross, oh God. Thank you so much, oh God. Lord Jesus, Lord, thank you, Lord. Lord God, Lord, we praise you, Lord God, for this wonderful day, Lord, that we are able to remember you once more, God, in this communion, sir. We pray, Lord God, that as we walk, Lord, continue to walk as your people, O God, in this world, we'll be truly able to remember, O God, your love, O God, your unconditional love given to us. And that, Lord, with that, we will also be able to extend the love, Lord, to other people, that we will be able to become, Lord, a salt and light to those people, O God, because of what you have done, Lord God, in our lives, in saving us, O God, in dying on the cross, O Lord. Thank you so much, O God. We just praise you, Lord God. We glorify your name. Thank you so much, Lord. And we pray, Lord God, for the rest of this time, Lord, for this service. May your presence, may your Holy Spirit be with us, Lord God. Guide us and lead us. Thank you so much, Lord. We pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Yan. Okay. Sige po. Ako po ang mag-share ng message for today. Yan. Actually, let's pray for Mitch. Yan. Later, pag-pray natin siya. So she was not feeling well. Kaya ako na rin po nag-lead ng ano. But again, we do it together. Yun naman po talaga ang ano dyan. When we sing to God so that He will be glorified, so we can worship Him and praise Him. And yeah, this is our fourth week. Hindi rin po makakapunta si Brother Jimboy. Sana po si Brother Jimboy mag-share sa atin today. Kaso hindi rin po siya available today. Yeah, so marami hindi available sa pag-pray natin sila. Na yan nga, na that the Lord will heal them. Yan, kung ano man po yung kanilang karamdaman ngayon. Hindi po sila makapunta. Yan. So, this is our fourth week so far. Yan, so let me see if I can share my screen. Yan, share. Yeah, so ito na po yung ating fourth week so far. Yeah, last week we talk about si TJ po yung nag-share. Yan, yung what it was all about yung ano, yung Jesus the Righteous King. Yan. So na-mention ko po yung kanina. And when we talk about salt and light, yan, yung po yung ating topic, salt and light in that part. We're talking about this time in the book of Isaiah. Yan, sa book of Isaiah, si of course, si Isaiah po. Yan. So, let me begin with this picture. Yan, nakita niyo po ba yan? Ito po ay isa sa mga meme. Meme siya about last year. Sabi dito, Marty, whatever happens, don't ever go to 2020. Yan. So, ito pong ano na to. Ito pong makikita po natin dito na this one was actually, tawag dito, this was actually film 1985. It was 1985, tapos may 1989, 1990. Yan. So tatlo po yan, Back to the Future, ang title. 1, 2, and 3. Yan po yung title lang ng movie na to. So Back to the Future. So yan, they were posting this meme because of, again, yun nangyari last year about the pandemic in that part. So parang yan yung kanilang meme in that part. Pero yun nga, if we can imagine also, going back, si Isaiah, he saw a vision. If there's something about Isaiah, sa, nga, he saw a vision of what's going to happen in the future. Yun. Sabi nga siya yung parang considered siya also as a gospel kasi na-foretell doon yun mangyayari kay Jesus at that time. And of course, kung si ano, kung si, si so, liba, dito nga, nakita nila na huwag pupunta sa 2020, siguro yung mga before, and that joke at that time. Dito naman si Isaiah, talagang tutuyo sa kanya. It was not a joke. It really happened. And what he saw was not really something na ikasasaya niya. I mean, yes, in a way, I think he's happy about it. But for him to see it, grabe yun, di ba? Para kung yun nga, kung kayo nga, nanood kayo ng either The Passion, di ba? Nakita niyo yung grabe yung ano doon, yung picture doon. Imagine niyo si Isaiah, yung sa kanya, yung totoo nangyari. He was able to see the vision of what's going to happen in the future. So again, we are in our fourth week. Yeah. So ito, isa pang example, isa pang thing. Imagine nyo naman, diba? Kasi ngayon, NBA, tuloy pa rin yung NBA. Kahit na may pandemic, so they still have this NBA. And there were, a lot of people are actually pushing for Brooklyn Nets to be the champion the next NBA Finals. Diba? Kasi andun na sila at all-star sila doon eh. Si Durant, si ano, lahat nandoon sa, si Harden, nandoon na lahat sa Brooklyn Nets. Nagsama-sama sila para matalo nila si ano, si LeBron James. Yun yung goal nila this year. But the thing is, imagine yourself, you will be able to see the future. Kita nyo yung future, okay? Kumbaga, you'll have a vision. You had a vision of what's going to happen in the future. Alam nyo na ang mananalo na ay Brooklyn Nets. Nako, nakita nyo, na-visualize nyo, ang mananalo ay Brooklyn Nets. They will be the next NBA champion. Diba? O kaya, imagine nyo, meron kayong nakita na in the future, ito pala yung number na ano, sa Lotto. Kahit di ako tumatay ng Lotto. Diba? Kita nyo yung number in the future. Diba? Or, for example, in the future, alam nyo na magkakaroon ng COVID-19. How would you behave about it? Yung dalawa, medyo mahirap. Dito na lang ako sa NBA. Mas madali. So, kung nanonood ka, nanonood ako ng NBA ngayon, tayo ng NBA, Kita mo, yan, may laro. So, Lakers versus ano. Eh, wala pa naman sa finals. Sa kalagit na parang lalaro yung ano, Lakers at saka Brooklyn Nets. Nakita mo, natatalo yung ano, natatalo yung Brooklyn Nets. Naku, natatalo nga. Yun, natalo. Di ba, ali? Marami pa namang games. Meron pa mga ilang games bago ano, in that part. So somehow, your behavior change if you'll be able to foresee what the future is. Di ba? Yan, magbabago talaga yung behavior natin on how we react. Parang hindi ka masyado mag-worry kasi alam mo na you're in good hands with Metrobank. Ayan, hindi yun. Commercial po yun. You're in good hands. Diba? Alam mo na, alam ko na mangyayari in the future. And ask, being Christian, diba? Sometimes yan ang wake-up call. As being Christian, we know what's going to happen in the future. We know that someday, we're going to spend our lifetime with the King. One thing is also, we had a victory weekend. We know na we are already victorious, di ba? Victorious na tayo in that part. We already know na in the future, we already have victory. So somehow, as Christians, di ba, tayo bilang believers, our behavior should also change. Kaso minsan, nag-worry tayo, di ba? Imagine mo, nakita mo yung mangyayari sa future, tapos mag-worry ka pa. Naku, natatalo. Parang, hindi, imposible. Yeah, in that part. Pag alam mo na talaga, nakita, visualize mo. So, ganun si ano. I wonder also how Isaiah behaved after he saw the future in that part. So, we're gonna talk about Jesus is the suffering servant that took the pain, our pain and receive our shame. So, yung topic natin today is, kung last week is Jesus, the righteous King, today is Jesus, the suffering servant. So let's bow our heads and let's pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this message that you have for us. I pray, O God, is that indeed, Lord, talagang we'll be able to grasp, Lord God, of who you are as a suffering King, O Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for introducing us yourself as a righteous King. So today, Lord God, may you just prepare us this week also as we have our small groups, Lord God, as we listen to this word, Lord God. May you bring the message, Panginoon. This is your message, O God. This is not mine, O God, but it's all yours, Lord. So move mightily in our hearts. Talk to us, Lord God, in a very special way. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Yan. So Isaiah 53, basahin ko lang ulit. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord have been revealed? So ito po yun, yung first part na to. Ang ano dito is yung mga Israelites. At that time, yung mga Israelites, they have an idea of what a king should be. Di ba? Yung king nila, gusto nila, kasi at that time may Assyrians, at that time merong Babylonians, di ba? Nung panahon na yun, di ba? Even kay Hezekiah at that time, di ba? So, at that time, makikita nila na may mga Assyrians na malalakas talaga, may mga Babylonians din na malalakas talaga. So, they were longing for a king who will make them on top. Kumbaga, kami ulit sa ibabaw. Kami ulit yung pinakamalakas and we know that we will not be defeated. So that was the idea of the Israelites before. Diba? Meron silang sarili nilang idea of what a king should be in this part. Yan. So yun yung inisip nila about a king. So dito, who has believed? Sino maniniwala kay Isaiah? Ay nako, pasensya na, hindi yan ang iniisip ninyo. Ay hindi. Alam namin si God, bibigyan kami ng magandang king. Yung gwapong king, pogi talaga, malakas, di ba? Yun yung ano nila eh, yung paniniwala nila. So who has believed? Wala naniwala. Wala naniwala kay Isaiah that time. Sabi nga nila, kung meron sigurong parts na hindi na isama, na ayaw isama ng mga Jews dun sa kanilang ano, sa kanilang Bible at that time, ito yung part na ito. Kasi parang feeling nila, hindi nila maintindihan. Ano ba itong sinasabi ni Isaiah na vision? Bakit ganito yung pinagsasabi niya? Di ba? Yun. So, in that part yun. Sometimes, siguro in real life, ganyan din tayo, di ba? Sometimes you have an idea of who God is. Tapos minsan, nababox natin na, yun nga, human wisdom eh. Nababox natin na, ganito lang gagawin ni God. Ito si God. Talagang, siya yung naglagay nito, itong mangyayari, right? COVID-19, ang nangyayari, tatanggalin ni Lord yan. Misa ganun tayo eh. Misa ganun yung thinking natin eh, di ba? What if? What if lang naman? I'm not saying. Hindi tanggalin ni Lord. Talaga ito na talaga yung normal. The new normal, di ba? Something like that. Sometimes we box God, okay? We box Him in such a way na komportable para sa atin. what's really comfortable for us. We put God sometimes in that cylinder na ito, ito ka, Lord, para okay po ang buhay ko. Yan. Paano kung hindi nga talaga yun yung plan, Lord? Diba? So, ganun yung mga Israelites. Hindi sila makapaniwala. Hindi sila. They don't believe at that time. Yan. Bakit? Bakit they don't believe? Kasi sabi dito na, for he, it says here, for he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root of, out of dry ground. Grabe, di ba? Can you imagine that, no? Dry ground. You know? Yun nga. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him and no beauty that we should desire him. I remember yung ano, tatanong ko sino yung prince na nasa England, si Prince William, di ba? Si Prince William, nagkaanak siya, ah, talagang bongga. Talagang may party, talagang may red carpet, di ba? Anak ng ano eh, anak ng prince eh, in that part. So, very special talaga. Talagang ina-announce, buong social media aware. Alam ng lahat na darating ang anak ni Prince William in that part. But what Isaiah saw was the opposite of it. It was no form. Walang majesty. Nasa manger. Hindi majesty. Manger. Nasa manger po at that time. Si Jesus. When Jesus was born, he was born in a stable, in a manger. The lowest of lows. Diba? Can you imagine? Hindi yung highest of highest na iniisip ng mga tao na yung maganda talaga. Yung positive talaga. Yung no, this part is he's the lowest of the low. No form or majesty that we should look at him. Hindi mo talaga mapagmasdan na. Diba? Hindi nga makita ni Herod at that time kasi wala ka bongga-bongga. Diba? Star lang in that part. Right? So wala talaga. Kung meron, kung very few lang din yung bisita ni Jesus at that time. Okay? And ito yung malupit. No beauty that we should desire of him. Imagine. Imagine yourself. Nakita ni Isaiah yung mangyayari kay Jesus. Yung lashes sa likod niya, kung gaano na-scrub yung ano niya, yung thorn sa ulo niya, 'di ba? Talaga nag-suffer si Jesus in that part. Yung imagine mo yun. May beauty, wala. No beauty. Yung parang interpretation dito, yung sa ibang interpretation, talagang ang pangit tignan talaga. Meron nga ako, nakita ko one time, may nanonood dun sa ano, kasi nag-ano po ako eh. Nag-volunteer ako noon nung pinalabas yung The Passion sa sinihan. Yung mga pre, ano nila. Nakita ko, nanonood sila ng sine, nakaganyan. O, nanood ka pa, di ba? Nagtakip. Nagtakip ng buka. Kasi hindi nila matignan. Ang pangit talaga, di ba? Talagang yung iba na iyak. No beauty that we should desire of him. Right? So that's why, yeah, hindi talaga naniwala Israelites at that time. Okay? Let's continue. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And as one of whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteem him not. So makita nito, he took our sorrows, all of our sin. Yan po yung ginawa ni Jesus. And in spite of those things na ginawa ni Jesus, ano nangyari? He was despised. He was rejected. Although, kung titignan natin, nung pumasok siya sa ano, at that time, yung parang Palm Sunday, the next Sunday, wala. Talagang ni-reject siya. Crucify him. Ganun talaga yung mga ano ng mga tao. Wala silang pakialam sa kanya. They rejected him in that part. He was despised. Yeah. So Isaiah 53:4 says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yan. Amen po dyan. Right? Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Imagine yung punishment ni God na ibibigay dapat sa atin. Yung wrath ni God na sana sa ating bumagsak as sinners. He carried all of those things. Lahat ng punishment, lahat ng sorrow natin, lahat ng sins natin, ng grief natin, lahat sana na i-afflict sa atin. He took all of it. He bore it. In that part, Jesus. Yeah. Hebrews 4:15 says that this high priest of ours understands our weakness. Yeah. All knowing, diba? Last week we talked about all knowing divine wisdom. He knows our weaknesses. If there's something about it, is he knows what we're going through right now. He knows if we are in our lowest time of our lives. He knows when we worry. He knows when he knows everything, lahat ng struggles natin, for he faced all of the same testings we do. Yet he did not sin. So there's one difference about Jesus is he's the perfect sacrifice for us. Kung meron talagang perfect sacrifice, is the person who did not sin, and that is Jesus himself. Okay? Pag sinabing high priest, 'di ba yung high priest at that time, sila yung nagko-connect kay God at that time. Kumbaga sila yung, but this one, he's the high priest, meaning he's the ultimate one na who would bridge our separated relationship with God. Si Jesus po yun. He's the high priest. So, first point po natin is Jesus sets me free from all guilt and shame. Amen po ba yan? So Jesus sets us free from all guilt and shame. And that's the promise of Jesus. That's what he said in his word. Yeah, na he will set us free from all of our sins. Lahat, even the punishment of it. The second one is Jesus became our substitute so that our sins can be forgiven. Pag nabanggit nga namin yan before, doon sa kanina, sa kahapon, I think, about, yun nga, who Jesus is. He's a substitute. Kung merong ultimate substitute doon sa para hindi tayo mag-suffer. Okay? Because again, it has to be, imagine that suffering that we're supposed to have. Instead of us suffering, Jesus suffered for us. Jesus became our substitute. Okay? So that our sins can be forgiven. Because there's no way for our sins to be forgiven. Si God, hindi niya i-forgive yung sins natin. At that time, kung babalikan nga natin, ito, naalala nyo ito, yung times ng Israelites before, for God to forgive their sins, they have to have a sin offering. Okay? So, meron silang sin offering. Sabi nga ganito, yan. So, meron dyang, kung si Josh, raw sa kanya, pigeon. Yan, diba? Yung anak ko si Josh, konti lang yung sin, pigeon lang. Yan, ganyan, in that part. Ako, siguro, medyo marami-rami ng konti, yan, goat. Yan. Sabi ko kay Jelly, sa kanya, bull. Ayan, marami. Dalawa pa, twice a year. Yan, na-joke lang. In that part, yon. So, sometimes ganun, di ba? Hindi sometimes, actually, ganun talaga at that time sa Israel. At that time, mga Israelites, they have this sin offering. Marami pa silang ibang offering. Pero this is one thing that they do to talagang. Maalala ko yung pigeon pag meron kang menstruation. Yun, ganung part na pag meron kang period mo, babayad ka ng mag-offer ka ng pigeon. Ah, grabe naman yun. Ano yung monthly? Di ba? Monthly na pigeon na lang. Di ba? Grabe yung imagine nyo at that time, kung ganyan pa rin yung practice at this moment, sobrang bloody, sobrang dugo dito sa paligid natin, ang daming sacrifices. Na-highlight na yan talaga na sa lahat na yan ng social media, kung nangyayari pa rin hanggang ngayon. But the best thing is, Jesus became our substitute so that our sins can be forgiven. Hindi na natin kailangan mag-offer ng kahit anumang offering like these ones. It's because Jesus is our ultimate offering. He's the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Yeah. Sabi nga sa Isaiah 53:5, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement and brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. Yeah. Naalala ko yung song niya yan eh. Sakto-sakto ito yung song. He was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our sins. Punishment that brought us peace was upon him. By his wounds, we are healed. Yan. Kung naalala niyo yung song na yun. Talagang pag naano ko rin yung ganda rin yung song na yun. Diba? Yeah, we are healed. So he paid the price in that part. Yeah. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Yeah. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So we can see here na lahat ng sin was upon him. Diba? Yung binor niya yun. All of those sins. Yan. And I think sobrang bigat nun kung ano mo, di ba? It was laid on you. Mabigat. Ang dami. Di ba? In that part. So what's our declaration? Knowing these things, what do we declare today? As ano, ano ba yung dapat nating i-shout instead of ano? What do we, how do we respond into this part? Yeah. First one is, I am forgiven and free by the blood of Jesus. I am forgiven and free by the blood of Jesus. We are forgiven. Yeah. Diba kanina, ano natin sa communion natin, we are forgiven, we are free through His blood. The blood that wash away our sins. Yan, yun yung wash away yung blood ni Jesus in our part. Yeah. And second thing is, God has a distinct design and plan for me. So let's think about this one. God has a distinct design and plan for me. The thing is, we are all different. Iba-iba tayo. Eh. And God has a distinct design sa bawat isa sa atin. And meron siyang plan for us. Like for us, something that I can think of is, yeah, kaming family nandito sa China. So it's really a distinct plan. Tayo, nandito tayo sa China, some of us. Some of the people are nasa Pilipinas. So it was a distinct plan. Iba talaga yung plan ni Lord. Kasi iba dun eh. Iba dito. Iba rin yung na nasa America. Iba rin. God has a design for us. Hindi tayo pare-parehas in that part. Okay? And He has a distinct design. And He has a plan na for us in that way. So let's remember that. Yeah. Yet it was the will of the Lord, yeah, to crush Him. Regardless of what we're going through. Diba? If there's one thing that were the same, it was the will of the Lord for Jesus to be crushed, for Him to suffer. Yeah, He has put Him to grief when His soul makes an offering for guilt. He shall see His offspring. He shall prolong His days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in His hand. So because of Jesus Christ, diba, we have a future. Yan nga ano, di ba? Back to the future. Pero dito, because of Jesus Christ, we have a future. Because of what He has done on the cross. Amen? Because of what He has done on the cross. Okay? We can see na kung ano man yung nangyayari sa paligid natin right now, whatever's happening, is we can be assured that Jesus bore all of those pains already for us. And we can be assured that He has a plan. Yeah, meron siyang plano para sa atin. Even though we don't see it, sometimes we don't see it, di ba? Sometimes, but we know that He is already victorious. And we need to trust God. Lord, I trust You, Lord. Now, whatever's happening right now, You have a plan for it. You have a design for it. Iba-iba yung Lord. And it can be difficult right now. But the thing is, I want to encourage you that it's already, it is began in Jesus, it is done in that part, it is finished. So let's trust na we are in good hands as believers of Christ. Yun. We might, ayan, He took all the suffering for us in that part. So just to recap those three things, Jesus sets me free from all guilt and shame. I am forgiven and free by the blood of Jesus. God has a distinct design and plan for me. Yeah. So yun po yung tatlong point. So let's just bow our heads and let's pray. Yes, Lord, we thank You, Lord God, for constantly, Panginoon, You remind us, oh God. You remind us of what You've done for us. Not really what we do for You, Lord, but it's because of what You've done, Lord. At that cross, Lord God, that we are forgiven, Lord, that we are cleansed, Panginoon, that we are free, Lord God. And Lord, we are very grateful, Father, for all of those things. Lord, thank You, Lord God, for being the suffering King for us, Lord God. And sometimes, Lord God, yun nga, sometimes we box You in such a way, Panginoon, na we are the ones making our plan. We are the ones who setting the design of who You are. But Lord, You have a plan for us. And sometimes we don't see it, Father, because of our human wisdom, but You have a divine wisdom. You see everything. You know everything, Panginoon, that everything will just pass through, Lord God. Alam mo, Lord God, na this is all for Your glory, Lord God. This is all Your will, Lord God, whatever's happening to us right now. Lord, remind us of who You are, Father. so that we will continue to trust in you, Panginoon. Lord, remind us, Lord God, of who you are, Lord. And again, we put our trust in you, Lord God, as our Savior, Lord God, as our Lord, Lord. And Lord, we are grateful because you forgave all of our sins, Lord God, past, present, future, Panginoon. Pinatawad niyo po lahat ng sins namin. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for you paid the price. Your wounds, your death, O God, okay, Lord, and you rose again, paid the price for our sins, Lord. Lord, help us to cast everything to you. Sometimes we still take it in our box, Lord, but help us, Lord God, to just surrender everything to you, Lord God. Whatever worries we have, whatever problems we have, whatever things in our minds, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to just pour everything to you. Salamat po, Lord God, for this message, for reminding us of you still being our King, Lord, that the sacrifice that you made, the humility, Lord God, that we saw there. We bring it back all the glory, honor, and praise. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen.
Okay. Yeah. Praise God for His words today. Yeah. So, yeah. Naalala ko lang, our response should be overwhelming gratefulness for God's love that He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to free us from our sins. And yeah, because of Him, we can be assured that we will spend eternity with Him in heaven. So yan. Right now po, ayan, nakapost na sa ating mga screen yung QR code for our tithes and offering. So let's scan. Yan. Scan lang natin ang bilis. Yan. And while you're scanning, let me read some announcements. Saan yung announcement? Announcement.
Wait lang, ha? Tibalik mo nun.
Ayan.
I think i-repost niya, no? Bro, baka na-send natin yung bagong QR code kasi ni-scan ko. Ang lumabas ay yung BICF website. Yan. So, yan na natin yan. May ayan.
Bro. WeChat lang. WeChat.
Sa WeChat. Sa WeChat nga yung siniscan yun, bro. Na didirect siya sa ano? Didirect siya sa...
Hindi mo malabas. Mali.
Sa BICF. Sige, pag ano, i-ano natin. I-repost natin.
I-repost na lang.
I-repost natin sa ano.
Sige, sige po.
Sige, sige. Yeah. Yeah, tuloy mo, Bex.
Okay, yan. Well, we're working on the QR code. Yeah. Batiin muna natin yung mga nag-celebrate ng birthdays and anniversary. Actually, isa lang pala that we know of. Si Zach and Weng ay nag-celebrate ng kanilang anniversary kahapon. Kahapon ba? No, May 1.
Lumipat din sila ng bagong apartment.
Ayun, at lumipat ng bagong apartment. So, praise God sa kanilang nag-anniversary na sila. May 1 talaga Labor Day.
Ganda kang kakamali. 7th year.
Wow. So yan. Saka dun sa mga nag-birthday, actually wala tayong na sa list. But we greet them. Happy birthday. So yan. Nasusunod. Yan. Announcement po.
Church.
Next Sunday po, May 9, ang ating pong Sunday service ay kila Jason and Ivy. House church po tayo. So, yan. Yun po. And praise God for those who just finished Victory Weekend. Yan. Na praise God sa successful event na ito na nakapag Victory Weekend na po yung unang batch. Yan. Banggiting ba? Isa-isa.
Tina. Okay. Yan. Saka yung Wednesday niyo.
So yun. So yung marami pong, I think mga 11 people, yan, ang nag-attend. So yun, we continue to pray for them and yung mga naka-attend na talagang to really be equipped and talagang mag-go. Yeah, ito po. and ma-empower. Yan, ang Holy Spirit. Let's go and make disciples. Yan. Would you like to have that gospel passion? Yan. We encourage you to have one-to-one. Yan. Yun po kasi ang start eh. One-to-one, yung foundations. And be a part of a discipleship group. Men, women, and youth. Yan. Even po yung mga kids. Yan.
They have a group.
And we encourage you then to join our prayer time every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Ayan. Yeah. Tapos, we pray for, ano?
Ayan. Sige, let's just close this time in prayer. Saka tayo magkamustahan kung sino pa ang nandito. Wala, parang wala tayo natagap. Si Patty, ah, nandito pala. Sige, pag-pray natin yung mga... yung mga may sakit, yan, yung mga, no? let's remember them. And let's just close this time in prayer. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for today. Thank you, Lord God, because again, you gave us a time to remember the things that you've done on the cross for us. Salamat po for your message, being the suffering King, Lord. And I pray that these things, Lord God, will be able to share it also with other people so that they will also experience you, Lord God, and know you, Lord God, and have a relationship with you, Lord. Father, we pray for those who are sick, Panginoon, for Mitch, oh God, for those who weren't able to make it today, si Jimboy, Lord. I just pray, oh God, that you, again, heal them, protect them, oh Lord. We pray, oh God, even for those people who are not able to attend today. We know, yung nga, situation sa Pilipinas, Lord, we remember them, oh God. I pray, Lord, that yung nga, you have a distinct plan, Father. And the prayer of our hearts is that we will see you, Lord God, rather than the circumstances that are around us, that we will trust you, Lord God, for who you are talaga, Panginoon. Not what we think you are, Father, but who really you are in our lives, Lord. That's the prayer of our hearts today, Lord God. And again, we thank you, Lord, for those who celebrated their birthdays, their anniversary for Zach and Wing. I pray that that they will really grow more in their relationship with you, Lord God, in their relationship with each other, Panginoon. Lord, salamat po sa offering, Lord God, I pray na we'll be able to really return the glory to you, Panginoon, and obey your commands for us, Lord. Salamat po for everything, Panginoon. And to those people who already finished Victory Weekend, I pray that this is not just a mere information, but rather indeed a transformation din, Panginoon, that they will go and make disciples, Panginoon. Lord, salamat po, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit who empowers us. And Lord, again, as we have our fellowship, Lord God, may you be in the middle of it, in the midst of it, Lord God. Salamat po for everything. We just bring you back all the glory, Panginoon, all the honor, all the praise. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Yeah.